Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The United Nations Security Council has developed a comprehensive strategy to fight terrorism at the national, regional, and international levels, said U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Susan Rice. But we cannot grow complacent, she said. The United Nations Security Council is currently debating comprehensive counterterrorism efforts. Even as core al-Qaeda has experienced major setbacks, said Ambassador Rice, it survives and continues to threaten us all. Moreover, its affiliates and other violent extremist groups pose grave dangers. Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula is a significant international threat. Al-Qaeda in the Islamic Maghreb and Al-Shabaab continue to sow instability and exploit safe havens in Mali, the Sahel, and the Horn of Africa, destabilizing societies, obstructing the delivery of vital humanitarian relief to millions in need. Elements of Boko Haram in Nigeria have launched multiple deadly attacks, including against the United Nations, and transnational terrorist groups remain active in North Africa, Iraq, Afghanistan, Pakistan, Syria, and elsewhere. In spite of progress in the war on terrorism, terrorist groups continue to adapt, evolving into criminal entrepreneurs, engaging in trafficking and other illicit activities to finance their operations. Force, while necessary, is not sufficient to counter the terrorist threat over the long term. It is necessary to help countries on the front lines to secure their borders, thwart attacks, prosecute terrorists and those who abet them, and neutralize violent extremism. In an effort to pursue a comprehensive counterterrorism approach, the United States has trained more than 9,800 law enforcement officials from over 50 countries in the last year, and under its Trans-Sahara Counterterrorism Partnership, assembled civilian, criminal justice, and military experts. The United States has partnered effectively with the United Nations on counterterrorism with good results. For example, since effective prison management can reduce the risk of radicalization, the United States has worked with the United Nations on the rehabilitation and reintegration of violent extremists. No single country, said Ambassador Rice, no one organization, nor any particular tactic or tool alone can neutralize the threat of terrorism. Only a comprehensive approach, bolstered by our shared determination, our continued cooperation, and expanding partnerships, can ultimately end the threat of global terrorism.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.